This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet today approved 7 high-density railway networks for 4-laning. These include projects from Delhi to Mumbai, Mumbai to Chennai, Chennai to Kolkata, and Kolkata to Delhi. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about decisions taken by the Union Cabinet during a media briefing in New Delhi today.
Out of the 11,000 kilometers of the high-density corridors, the 7 corridors, which carry about 40% of the traffic of railways, in these corridors, about 2,000 is already 4-lined, completed, about 5,000 is being done or already approved now, and another 4,000 is in the process of final sanction.
The Cabinet also approved 3 multi-tracking railway projects with a total cost of more than 10,700 crore rupees. These projects are Kharagpur to Jharsuguda, 4th line, Katni to Pendra Road, 4th line, and Bilaspur to Pendra Road, 3rd line. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake in Colombo. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to work together for the welfare and development of both nations. They discuss ways to ensure the safety, security, peace and prosperity of the region. Extending a warm welcome to Raksha Mantri, President Dissanayake recalled his interactions with Prime Minister Modi and reiterated that Sri Lanka would never allow its territory to be used for any activities inimical to India's security interests. The two sides also exchanged MOUs on upgradation of L-70 guns for the Sri Lankan Air Force. The Defence Minister arrived in Colombo yesterday on a 3-day visit to Sri Lanka. Ahead of the BRICS Leaders Summit to be held in New Delhi later this week, the final BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting is taking place in Mumbai. Previously, the Finance Ministers and Governors had met in Jaipur last month. The flood situation in Bihar has improved slightly as water levels in Ganga, Gandak, Koshi, Son, Punpun and other rivers are showing a declining trend. However, several rivers are still flowing at high levels and relief operations continue in affected areas. Relief operations underway in flood-affected areas of Patna, Saran, Vaishali, Begusarai, Khagaria, Samastipur, Jahanabad and Arwal districts. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has directed the Municipal Corporation of Delhi MCD to take action against illegal structure in several parts of the national capital following the Satyaniketan building collapse incident. The Delhi Chief Minister also instructed all the senior MCD officials to remain on the ground during the action. The Union Ministry of Women and Child Development launched the 9th National Nutrition Month at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, inaugurated the program. Speaking on the occasion, the Minister said, through the 9th National Nutrition Month, the government reiterates its commitment to a well-nourished and empowered India. The BJP will launch a month-long Seva Sankalp Abhiyan from the 17th of this month to mark Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday and the completion of 25 years of his public life. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, BJP President Nitin Naveen said that Prime Minister Modi will complete 25 years in public service on the 7th of October this year. He said that on this day in 2001, Mr. Modi began his tenure as the Chief Minister of Gujarat. Mr. Naveen said that over the past 25 years, Prime Minister Modi has steadfastly continued his journey of service, guided by the mantra of from public service to national service. The Seva Sankalp Abhiyan will begin with organizing blood donation camp. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal and parts of Northeast India till tomorrow. The Met Department said the thunderstorms and lightning conditions will continue over Uttarakhand, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Andaman and Nicobar Islands to the next 2 days. In US Open Tennis, American Ben Shelton and 11-seed Francis Tiafoe have set up a semifinal clash in the men's singles. 8-seed Shelton beat defending champion Carlos Alcaraz to enter the last 4 in New York today. In women's singles, defending champion Arina Sabalenka and 3rd-seed Jessica Pegula have set up a semifinal clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.